Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're holding on Daf Kuf Yud Beis on the Beis. We are all the way back at Shlosha Dvarim Tzivur Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda S. Rebbe, and the daf is going to continue to discuss a number of Divrei Agada. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, anonymous wife and children, also anonymously Lili Nishmas Rabbi Kelmer Zatzal, also by Moshe and Dvorah Smith for Fushlema for their daughter Tova Miriam Bas Dvorah Mindel, also in memory of Avi Weiss, Avram Yaakov and Meshulam Dov, Olav Shalom, who recently passed away, by his friends of the BMT class of 1991. Also by Judy and Mark Franklin family, Lila Nishmas, their dear son and brother, Moshe Yehuda ben Meir Eliyahu, Olav Shalom. Also by Rachel and Chaim Weinstein, Lezecher, their mothers, Aleya Mashalom, Rachel's mother, her seventh yahrzeit, Fega Leia Bas Harav Avram Yaakov. She was a survivor of Ravensbrück concentration camp and a true Eish Hashchayil. And Chaim's mother, her 36th yahrzeit, Leia Bas Rav Zelig. She survived the Great Depression and was also a true Eish Hashchayil, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. Also by Atara Gorsetman and Brian Spear, in honor of their marriage today, of their daughter, Ayelet Rivka, to Lior Eliezer Cohn of Philadelphia. Mazel Tov. Also anonymously, in honor of the appreciation of the Daf Yomi Shir. Thank you. Okay, so today we're going to begin by continuing a list of instructions that various Amoraim gave to their Talmidim. Then the Gemara is going to give different business advice on the profession of beer brewing and how a person can collect money over time for his business ventures. The Gemara is then going to list a collection of general pieces of advice that are followed by several Divrei Agada. So it's all Agadita today. Including in that Agadita is a little bit about Lashon Hara as well. We're going to the Sefer Chafetz Chaim has many, many halachos that are derived from Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. It has more halachos that are derived from the Sugya Masech but many halachas that are derived from Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, we will probably get to none of them today because we have a lot to do. So says the Gemara, Shloshim Dvarim Tzivur Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Es Rebbe. There are three things that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda told Rebbe. Number one, Al Teitzi Yechidi B'Laila, do not go out alone at night. Number two, Val Tamad B'Fnei Aner Arum, don't stand totally unclothed in front of a ner. And number three, Val Tikanis L'Merchatz Chadash, don't go to a brand new bathhouse, Shema Tifchas, because a bathhouse could often be structurally unsound. I don't think it's about generally new buildings. New buildings are okay. We're good here. But I think it's about bathhouse because if it's structurally unsound, you could end up falling through into the boiling hot water. It could be extremely dangerous. Ad kama, how long do you have to wait to see that it's structurally sound before you go in? You know, like the first day they open a new bridge? You say, let me just see someone else first. Let's see how it works for a little while. So for how long? Some Rabbi Shua ben Levi, ad shnei masor chodesh. My wife refuses, like when anything she sees constructed, she doesn't trust. She won't trust. But if you see over time, so shnei masor chodesh. Then if you see over 12 months, then you could assume that it's safe. Val tamim b'fnei ner arum. What was this inyan about being omed unclothed in front of a ner? The tanya omed b'fnei ner arum having nichbe, that it's a sakana for epilepsy. V'amishamish mitasal or ner having lo banim nichvin. And if a person has tashmish amita by the light of a candle, meaning in a lit room, they'll have children who are epileptic. Tanu rabbanan v'amishamish mitasal amita shetino kelshin. If someone has tashmish amita on the same bed that a baby is sleeping on, also tinok nichbe will have a negative impact on the child, and the child is going to become epileptic. That's only if the kid is not yet a year old. But there's no such chash if he's already a year old. And that's only when the child sleeps by the feet of the bed. But if he sleeps by the head of the bed, it's also not a concern. But that's only if you don't put your hand on the tinok. But if you put your hand on the tinok, then it's not a concern. Al teitzi yichidi b'layla. We said don't go out alone at night. Titania lo yetzi yichidi b'layla lo b'layli reviyos v'lo b'layli shabbosos. Person should not go out alone at night on Tuesday nights nor on Friday nights. Mipnei sheigros pas machlas he ushmona sheribo shemalachi chavala yotzin, because those are the nights that these malachi chavala led by igros pas machlas are out and about, and they can cause a lot of damage. Kolechad ve'achad yesh l'rushul sechab b'fnei atzmo. And each of these malachi chavala, many, many thousands of malachi chavala, have rishus to do damage. So may yukara v'shchichi kuliyama. We're lucky it's only on Tuesday nights and Friday nights that it's a problem. It used to be that every day the malachi chavala Kavala were all around. So what happened? Why did that change? Zimno chada paga Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. One time, this Igros Bas Machlas ran into Rabbi Chanina Mendoza. Armelein, she said to Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, "He loved the machras on the lach birkiyas Rabbi Chanina b'taraso." Had it not been for the fact that they're announcing up in Shemayim that I better be careful of Rabbi Chanina and not start up with him, and I better be careful of the Torah of Rabbi Chanina and not affect his Torah. That's where the Marsha understands that it's not just Rabbi Chanina b'taraso as one unit, that I can't hurt him, nor can I take away his Torah knowledge. I can't do anything to hurt his Torah learning. So Sakantich, if not for that, then I would have put you in Sakana. So Amarla, so he said to her, "Ooh, ichashivna barakia, I didn't realize I have that kind of pull, that kind of sway up in Shemayim. If I'm so chashiv up in Shemayim, goes rani alakashotav erbi yishuv li'olam, you're fired. You can't ever come to the yishuv." So Amarla, she said, "B'matus minach, no, I beg you, shavak liraf chaporta, give me a little bit of time, I gotta do some damage." So shavak la, leili shabbos leili reviyos. He left her over Tuesday nights and Friday nights. What did he have? Against Friday nights and Tuesday nights that he allowed her to come out on those nights? So the Tosfos Rit explains all the other nights there are a lot of people around traveling in the streets because we've learned several times that the Bnei Kfarim used to come to hear Kriyas HaTorah in the cities on Mondays and Thursdays. So the Bnei Kfarim would often be traveling Sunday night. They'd often be traveling back Monday night. They'd often be traveling Wednesday night. They'd be traveling back Thursday night, and and Motzai Shabbos are traveling if they were in town for Shabbos, if they went to the city for Shabbos. So all the other nights they'd be traveling except for Friday night, nobody's traveling, and when it comes to Tuesday night, there's no reason to travel. So those are the two nights that you're not going to have so many people around. So he said, okay, take the two nights where the streets are dead anyway. V'sucha dozimna, another time, pagabe ba'abaye, she ran into Abaye, Amra Lei, so she said to Abaye, ilab d'machuzi alach b'rukia, he's Zor b'nachmani b'taraso, had it not been for the fact that they're announcing up in Shemayim that you better be careful about Nachmani and his Torah. Abaye was named, was called Nachmani because he was raised by Rabbah Bar Nachmani, so he called him after his father, he called him Nachmani, but had not been because Abaye was an orphan, so I would put you in Sakana. So Amalah, so Abaye said to her, "Ichashiv neberkia gazani alaych shlot havar biyushuv li'olam." If I'm so chashiv up there, then I am goes there that you should never, meaning right up until now you had Tuesdays and Fridays, now you're fired, now you have nothing, you're not allowed to come out at all. So Tereyevin Chagiga Dafgibim Bey says, oh, okay, so now there's no chashash. Now you're allowed to go out at night. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be concerned about these malachi chavala that are going to be roaming. Nevertheless, the Rama in Yerodeh, Kufta Zayin, where the Rama talks, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about Dvarim Asurim Mishum Sakana, and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the section called Shmiras Haguf VeNefesh, in Sivav, the Alter Rebbe, writes that Bizman Azeh, a person should not go out Yechidi Belayla, that even Bizman Azeh, you don't go out alone at night. So in the Kutras Achron, he explains, yeah, that's because of the next Gemara. Because the next line of Gemara, the Gemara says, how can you say that Abaye made it, that the Malachi Chavala are not there at all? No, we see that they're there. So the Gemara, Amri, Hani, Gaz Yasaninu. Those are other shadim that come out that normally hang around in the paths of the vineyards. Tishamti Susaya, that sometimes their horses escape to the yishuv. Vasudavri luhu, and the shadim come to bring them back to where they belong. So since the shadim are sometimes here to fetch their horses who made their way to the yishuv, so that's why the shadim are around sometimes. So Amalei Rav Ravasi, Rav said to Ravasi three different anhagos that you should observe. Number one, lo tadur b'masa de lo tzanav pasusya. You shouldn't live in a town that doesn't, that velo navach b'kalba, that doesn't have a horse. What do horses do? Neigh? A horse neighing and a dog barking. You shouldn't live in a town, meaning that doesn't have horses and dogs. Dogs are good for protection, and horses are good to chase after people who are criminals. So the horses was the equivalent of a police car. So you shouldn't live in a town that doesn't have police that are able to chase after people, and you shouldn't live in a town that doesn't have dogs to protect you. You need to live in a secure place. Number two, val tadur bi'ir deresh masa asya. Don't live in a city where the head of the government is a doctor. Yesterday we learned not a Talmud Chacham. You don't want the Talmud Chacham to be in charge of the city, because the Talmud Chacham is always going to be busy learning. He's not going to be interested in governing, and you have to govern when you run a city. But why a doctor? What's the problem with the head of the city being a doctor? So interesting, Ben Yoyada writes that a doctor makes all of his decisions al pi klalei harafua. Everything, he sees everything through one lens. So all of the, if you're running the whole country or the whole city only based on refuah, so every time it's a little cold outside or a little hot outside, everyone has to quarantine. Everyone has to stay inside because it's you're going to catch a cold. You're going to schwitz too much. So that's not right. You have to run a country also. So it's important to that the heads of the city, the governors or whatever, that they consult with all the different experts so they understand the full picture, and they should consult with the doctors. But if the doctors are running the show, says Ben Yoyada, if we just completely give it over to the doctors to run all the decision making, then it's not going to nothing. It's going to be very ineffective. The decisions are going to be made in an improper fashion. Velotansiv tarti, and a person should not marry two women. In the safta tarti nosif tos, and if you're going to marry more than one woman, make it three. Because what's going to happen is if two women will team up against you, the third one is not going to be in cahoots with them. She'll inform you, so you'll know how to watch your back. So Amalei Rav Rav Kahana. Rav told Rav Kahana a number of bits of advice. Number one, hafoch bin nevilta. It's better to be engaged in dealing with a nevela, even though you become tummy from touching a nevela, and not to back out on your word. A person's word has to be golden. If you say you're going to do something, then you have to do it. Number two, pshot nevilta b'shuka v'shakil agra v'lo tema kahana ano gavir rabba ano v'sanya b'milsa. A person should sooner take a job being skinning nevelos in the shuk and getting paid some amount of money for that, rather than to say, now how could I do that? I'm a kohen, I'm a meyuchas, I'm an adam gadol. It's disgusting to me to do such work. No, it's an honest living, so do an honest living if you can get it. And number three, selakta liigra, when you go out to the derech, even if you're just going up to the rooftop, shirusach padach, always bring a pekala, always bring a little snack with you, always bring some food with you. You know, you never want to be caught without food. Meya kari b'masa mezuza, there could be food could be very cheap. You could find 100 gourds that are sold for a single zuz in the shuk, but tusei knafach nehavu. But make sure you always have a little bit of food packed away, because this is a deeply Jewish value that when we go on trips, we have enough food to feed the whole city for the next week. So the Gemara doesn't say that. It says you have a little food with you. Make sure that you're not caught without any food. Amarle Rav L'Chia Berei. So Rav told his son Chia the following five bits of advice. Number one, lo tishti sama. Do not take drugs, even for refuah, if there's another way to take a refuah without taking samim, because it's addictive. And you're going to end up spending a lot of money on the drugs. That's what the Rishonim already said. I didn't know there were drug problems already in the times of the Rishonim, but that's what they say. That's what it means. The Rashi, Rashbam over here. Number two, he says, v'lo tishvar nigra, a person should not take a psia gasa, you shouldn't take very large steps, because that will cause your eyesight to go. Number three, v'lo takor kakwa, don't uproot a tooth, don't pull out a tooth because of an illness, because ultimately the tooth will heal, and if you pull it out, it doesn't grow back. And number four, v'lo takani b'chivya, if there's a snake in your chatzar, don't taunt it, because if it realizes that you want to kill it, it's going to come and kill you. And number five, v'lo takani barama'a, don't start up with a nachri. So the Gemara is going to explain what that means. Tan rabban, shlosh ein miskan behen. There are three that you're not allowed to be miskane. So ve'elu hein, and what are they? Nachri katan, a young nachri, v'nachash katan, a small nachash, a small snake, v'talmud katan, and a young talmud, you shouldn't have kina. My time, the machlusayu acharei adnayu kai, because they're ultimately going to grow up, they're going to become big, and they're going to take revenge from whoever taunted them and whoever was jealous of them and whoever didn't treat them properly. We said one of the Rebbeim in DRS, one of the older Rebbeim, used to always advise the younger Rebbeim, just whatever you do, be very nice to these kids, because I've been around long enough to know that they are going to be the board members one day. So you be nice to them now. So Rabbi Friedman. So Amalei Rav Elaibo Bray. Rav used to tell Aibo, his son, Tarchi Baba Shemaita, that I've burdened myself to teach you Torah, to teach you Gemara v'lomastaya milsa, but I was ineffective. Ta gamrach mili bialma. So since I was ineffective in teaching you Talmud, so let me tell you some stam good advice. Number one, adchala karech zvinach zabin. When you still have sand on your feet, meaning right away when you come with the schora that you just bought, sell it right away. Don't hold on to inventory for too long. You want to be able to it comes in quick and get it out quick. Number two, kol mili zabin utcharet. Anything that you sold and then goes up in value that you could be mischaret, that you sold it too quickly, bar mechamer d'zabin lo ticharet, except for wine, that even if you sold it and then it went up in value afterwards, don't have charata about it, because had you held it for too long, wine is risky to hold for too long because it could sour, it could turn to vinegar, and then that would be terrible. So it makes sense that if you sold Bitcoin at whatever and then it's at 500 100 times what it's worth. Okay, I understand that you have charata for something like that, but if you have wine that naturally spoils, so then you're not going to have charata. So when you come to sell your schara, the third thing, shari kiseich, accept the money and put them in your wallet, psach sakeich, and then open up the bag for the schara that you're going to give to the person, but do not sell your schara with credit, meaning make sure you have the money in hand before you give up the schara, because if you give it up and you take it and you're selling it on credit, it's going to be very hard to collect later. Number four, kaba me'ara v'lo kara me'igra. Better to make a little bit, to be marviach a kav from the ground, more than being marviach a kur, which is 180 kavim from the rooftop. Meaning it's better to be marviach a little bit from a place that's closer than to have to go to a makom rachuk. That, as many of us discovered recently, commuting is not fun. It's much better when you don't have to commute. You find all this time. So if you have somewhere close by that you're able to make a living, even if it's not as great a living as you'd be able to make by traveling far away, better to be close by. Number five, tamar b'chaluzach, if you have tamarim, if you have dates in a kli that's designated for tamarim, lebeisudna rahit, run quickly to the place where they make beer, so you can make date beer, because if you don't run, then you're going to end up with people, dates are delicious. We saw earlier in the Masechta that people love eating dates, so they're going to get all eaten up, and then then you're not going to have them, you're not going to be able to make beer. Va'ad kama, and how, to what extent do you have to do this? Amrava ad plus a sa'a, up until three sa'a of dates. But if you have more than three sa'a of dates, then even if people eat it, there will still be enough left to make beer. So if you have less than three sa'a of dates, then make sure to be very careful about it, because it's all going to get eaten up. Amra papi, lo dramay shichra. Rav Papa said, you know, if not for the fact that I am a beer brewer, lo yatri, I never would have become wealthy. That it's a great business. Ikeda amri amrav chista, ilo dramay shichra lo yatri. That Rav Chista said that if not that I make beer, then I would not become wealthy. So my sudna, what is sudna? Why is beer called sudna? Amar Rav Chista, sudna, it's a great secret. Ugemilas chasadim, meaning it's such a good advice that a person should become wealthy by brewing beer. And you have gemilas chasadim, because since you don't need a lot to start the business, you can give a lot to aniyim, and the rest you'll be able to make money off of. Meaning there will always be extra, so you'll be able to give a lot to aniyim as well. So you go into such a business where you're able to help so many people and you're able to make a lot of money. So it's interesting that this whole section over here started with Rav telling his son Evu that I tried to make you a Talmud Chacham, it didn't work. So therefore, I'm going to give you business advice. Meaning, apparently, it sounds kind of insulting, no? That because you weren't, everyone's got to learn Torah. But apparently, he wanted that his first try was that he should be in learning his whole life. But not everyone is cut out for that. So if you're not cut out to be in learning your whole life, good. So then I have to train you how to make a living. So he trained him in how to make a living properly. Amra Papa, kol agav gav yabai. Anything that you write a shtar on, like a halva'a, still is going to require collection, and it's not always so easy. Kol Ashrei, anytime you sell something by hakafa, you give something on credit, Safek Asi, Safek Lo Asi, you don't know that you're going to necessarily be able to collect. Uda Asi, Ma'os Ros Ninu. And even when you do collect, the guy could pay you in pennies, he could pay you in nickels, he could pay, you know, not an easy way, an easy form of payment, right? That's part of the genius of these charity campaigns, is that when people put in the money, it goes, right? They put in their credit card and that's it. It's not a promise for the future. The mattress aren't a promise for the future, but you know, it's not a promise for the future when someone puts in the money. It's just there. So that's always that people write off so much money that they lose because they know that it's uncollectible money. Ma'os Rose. Shlosha Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yochum Mishaman She Yerushalayim. There are three things that Rabbi Yochum said in the name of the Anshe Yerushalayim. Number one, Kshat Yotzei Melchama Al Teitzei B'Rishona. When you go out, El Teitzei B'Achrona. When you go out to war, don't be on the front lines. Be hanging out in the back a little bit. Kedei Shetikadis B'Rishona. And that way, when the war is over, you'll be the last one in line. So you'll be able to get back home first. And you want to get back home as quickly as possible. That's how Rashi and the Rishbam explain. The Marsha says, I don't understand. If it's about Sakana, we should have said it's about Sakana. Don't go out to the front because you're going to get killed. Or because you can get home first. That's why you shouldn't go out to the front lines. And also, if that's the advice for everybody, so who's going to go by Rishona? Who's going to ever go on the front lines? So the Ben Yoyada explains that it doesn't mean to go at the in the back of the troops. No, if a person's a warrior and he's terrified, he's probably going to die anyway. He has to be brave. He has to have a lot of courage. But it means that that when there are different units, and some units typically go, are advanced units, and other units go later in the war, and then there are the units that clean up up at the end. So join that unit of the army, the unit of the army that only comes at the end, because we may never get to the end, and then it will turn out that you'll be able to go home first. And the second bit of advice, I say Shabbat Chachol V'al Tesarich L'Bios. We had this several times already. Better to make Shabbos like a weekday rather than rely on other people for money, meaning better to have two Seudas on Shabbos and not have a third Seuda, which would mean you're treating Shabbos like a weekday, rather than to collect money from other people. And person should engage together with someone who's experiencing good mazel, because it will rub off on you. We saw that yesterday as well, that the Gemara discussed whether that means to buy and sell from him, or only to join a partnership with him. That maybe buying and selling from him is not a good idea, because you're going to be on the other side of his good luck. Three things Rabbi Shimon ben Levi said in the name of the Anshei Yerushalayim. Number one, Al Tarbe Bignus. Don't do things in a public way, in an exposed place where everyone can see him. Yishamai Sashaya, because of the story with Bathsheba. She took a bath on the rooftop. David saw her, and because of that, it caused Uriachit to get killed. And in order that David should be able to marry her, David saw to it that Uriah would die in battle. So it's not a good idea to do things in a public place. Bidcha Bagra, if your daughter gets old enough to be married, so Shachrer Avdecha Veteinla. If she's older, already, and she's not yet married, so be meshachar your eved to give her your eved. I mean, the eved will take the deal because he wants to be meshuchar, and she's having a hard time finding a shidduch. Better that she should find a shidduch than stay single. That's probably an offshoot of Tavla Mesav Tandu, Mele Mesav Armelu, that it's better that a girl should be married, so even if it's someone who's beneath her station. So an eved meshuchar is beneath her yichus, meaning this is the master, so it's beneath her yichus to marry someone of that station in life. Nevertheless, better to do that. Says Rav Yosef Engel, Gilyon HaYashas, the pasuk says the Olam Bem Tavodu. So there's an iser. You're not allowed to free a slave. It's an iser daraisa to free a slave. So he points out the whole reason for the Olam Bem Tavodu is based on the Rishonim point out already is based on the iser of losichanim, of not to give a matnas chinam. So whenever there's a mitzvah to be meshachra, then they weren't goes there. Where do we find such a thing? We weren't getting daf lamed ches tells us that Rabbi Lezer was Meshachar Avdo, Lashlima La'asar. Reb Lezer was Meshachar Zeved in order to make a minion. He needed a minion for what? So the Rishonim say, Parshas Zachar needs a minion maybe on a Daraisa level, maybe Parshas Parah, some of the Rishonim say requires a minion on a Daraisa level. Whatever it is, something requires a minion on a Daraisa level, so he's Meshachar Zeved. What about Lo'el Mem Tavodu? No, Lo'el Mem Tavodu is an offshoot of Lo Seichanim, of giving something for free. Giving something for free means that you get no benefit out of it, but if you're going to benefit from being Meshacharer, then it's not an iser of Meshacharer Avdo. So over here, you're benefiting. You're going to have a chasen for your daughter. So to be able to have a son-in-law, that's a benefit. Favizar b'ishtecha mechasan arishon. But be careful that about the way your wife behaves with your first son-in-law. My timer, Rav Chisam Mishum Erva. Rav Chis says because it's common that she develops feelings for him, for the first son-in-law. So it's a concern of Erva with the first son-in-law. The Rambam writes that the Chum Asard living bebeis Chamav. The Rambam writes in Yisurah B'ya Perichav Aleph, Halacha Tezvav, because it's an Azus Panim. So the Ravid says that if you're Miyachid, though, Beis Mishkov Mutter, if they have their own separate bedroom, then it's Mutter. So the Magen Mishnah says that that's why the Minig is that way, that very often the young lady and her husband live with the with her parents. So Tosfos Maseches Kiddushin explains, why are we making with this? So he says it's very clear that they're not moving in because of the mother-in-law. They're moving in so that they don't have to pay rent. They're moving in. It's abundantly obvious in most cases that the reason they're moving in is not because the son-in-law fell in love with the mother-in-law. That despite whatever relationship the son-in-law and the mother-in-law have, it's better than paying rent. So that's the... Usually it's not, by the way, but I do not advise people that I advise them pay rent. But nevertheless, that's what Tosfos writes. Rav Kana Mishumamo, no, the issue is that the mother-in-law is going to want to impress the son-in-law so much, she's going to spend all your money on him. She's going to keep buying him things. And that's why you lose out. Havaha isnu. And the Gemara says, and we find them both. We find both of these concerns are valid concerns. Am Rabbi Yochan, Shlosha mi nochel olam haba. There are three that are nochel olam haba, that inherit olam haba. Ve'elu hein, hador be'eretz Yisrael, someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, v'amagadol banav l'talmud Torah, someone who raises his children for Talmud Torah. And number three, v'amavdol al yayin b'motzoi Shabbosos, someone who says Avdala on wine on Motzoi Shabbos. So mahi, what do you mean? Mavdol al yayin, that you're zochet olam haba? So Gemara explains the Meshayir Mikidusha Lav Dalta. They don't finish all the wine for Kiddusha. You leave some over for Havdalah. There is a mitzvah. You're supposed to drink wine by each of the Shabbos meals. I noticed yesterday that Rav Shechter drank wine even when we had Shalashudis. Shalashudis, we davened early mincha, went back home, washed, had a piece of challah, and that was it. And he poured himself some wine for maybe he just wanted to take a nap. But I'm the dayak that I think he's makbid for all three suddas of Shabbos to have a little bit of yayin by all the. But you have to save some for Avdallah to make sure that there's some left over for Avdallah. So that's going to be. That's going to be Nochle Olam Abba, these three categories. In the Ein Eliyahu, he explains that these three things are all the Shitaso, Rabbi Yochanan the Shitaso. The Medrash Rabbah says Rabbi Yochanan used to be Megane Yoshvei Bavel. He would make fun of the Yoshvei Bavel because there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And then he would say anyone who doesn't leave over a Talmud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mismali Olav Evra. They have to teach Torah. So Megadol Banav the Talmud Torah. If you don't leave someone over who you taught Torah to, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry at such people. So that's why he said those two. And then the third one, the Gemara in Shavuos, Tafil Chesam Bey, says that someone's mavdil al yain b'masoy shabbosos is going to have banim zecharim. That's a skula for banim zecharim. A lot of people go to Rav Chaim Kanievsky and they ask for a bracha for children, and he always asks, first question he always asks them, what do you say Avdallah on? What do you use for Avdallah? And if they say chamar medina, if they say beer or something like that, he'll say Avdallah on wine. So where does he, it sounds crazy, where's that coming? Where's he coming from? All of his skulas are just gemaras. He just knows all the gemaras. So he says, the gemara says, you have to, Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg, who's speaking here this morning, I think after his first four or five daughters were born, went to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he asked for a bracha for a son, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, what do you say, Avdallah? And he said, grape juice. Talmidim of Rabbi Willig. Rabbi Willig is makbid, only grape juice, no alcohol, and Matzoy Shabbos is going to be driving or whatever. So he said, grape juice. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, you have to say Avdallah and wine, then you'll see you'll have a ben zachar. So Rav Shechter told me the story that Rabbi Goldberg started saying Avdallah and wine right away. He had two more daughters, and then his son was born. So it eventually worked. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Machras Alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Chol Yom. There are three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces every day. That's a Daf Yomi coincidence. The day that Rav Ephraim Goldberg is speaking in our shul. Okay, everyone's invited to join us at 9:30, Be'ez Hashem. So three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu announces every single day. That al ravak hadar b'krach, if you have a single person that lives in a large city and there are a lot of nisyonos to sin, ve'eino chote, and he doesn't sin, v'al ani hamakzir aveda l'bailel, if you have a poor person and he finds a valuable aveda and he does hashavas aveda, v'al ashir hama'asir perosa b'tzina, and a person who takes maestros b'tzina, even though he knows that if he does it in a more public way, everyone's going to give him all sorts of honor for it. So those are the three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machriz l'shva, every single day, that Hashem always announces nice things about them every single day. Rav Safra, Hador B'Krachav, Rav Safra was a single guy who lived in a krach. Tani Tanaka made the Rav of Rav Safra, and there was one of the Chacham taught in front of Rav Safra, the Brisa that we said before, that Kodesh Baruch was Machriz, the great Shavach of these people, and one of them is him. So Tzavu part of Rav Safra. Rav Safra felt very happy. He was elated. Samuel Rav Lavka Gormar, nah, it doesn't mean someone like you. You sit all day in the base medrash. You're not around in the city. You don't have any Yetzer Hara. When you're in the Beis Medrash, what happens when you have a Yetzer Hara? You're Moshchel Beis Medrash. So you've defeated the Yetzer Hara. It's talking about someone who faces Nisyonos every day. Elgon Rav Chanina Rav Oshaya, Davu Ushkafi, that they were shoemakers, Ba'arad Yisrael. Vaviyasi B'shuka the Zonos. They had to be out in the marketplace where all the Zonos were. Vavilu Masani the Zonos. They made shoes for the Zonos. Va'ilu, and they would bring them the shoes after they made them in. Inu Mustaklibu, the Zonos would look at them, and they still didn't even lift up their eyes to look at the Zonos, that they're walking through all the schmutz and they see all these enticing sights and they don't look at anything. And when the lashon of their shvua, when they take a shvua, is b'chayei rabban kaddish debar di Yisrael. When the Zonos take a shvua, they say by the lives of the holy rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, because they understood that this was kedusha, that they didn't look at all, that they weren't at all enticed by looking at the Zonos. Rav Menashe Klein has a tshuva, the Yungvar Rav, has a tshuva about whether a person is allowed to be in the shmata business and the clothing business selling non-tznius clothing. Is there a problem? So one of his rayas is that these shoemakers for Zonos, Mistama, they weren't wearing tznua shoes. Tznius is not only about how much of a person's body is covered, it's about how provocative it is. So sometimes a shoe could be very, very provocative. So apparently he made shoes for the Zonos. Probably still still not a good idea to be in such a business. But anyway, Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ovan, there are three things that Hashem loves. Misha Eino Kois, someone who doesn't get angry even for the sake of a Dvar Mitzvah. The Rav wouldn't get angry at his Talmud for learning Torah. By Mili Bialma, they say Kala Kois is Kilu Ovid Avod Zara. So you can't say that Misha Eino Kois is like on this great Milo. Must be, says the Ben Yoyada, that we're talking about even for a Dvar Mitzvah. Misha Eino Mishtaker, someone who doesn't get drunk from wine. Misha Eino Mamin Al Midosav, and someone who's a little bit forgiving. He's not always so makbid. Shlosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sonan. There are three that Hashem is Sonei. Hamadaber Echad Bepeh Vechad Belev. Someone who is insincere, says one thing and means something else. Number two, Ve'yodeya Eidus Lechaveru Ve'enu Me'idlo. If a person knows Eidus about somebody else that could help out his friend, and he doesn't go and share that Eidus. And number three, Varod Dvar Erva Bechaveru Meid Bo Yechidi. Someone who sees the Dvar Erva about somebody else, and he's made about him alone, without a second aid, because they're not going to believe you anyway. So what are you going to go to Beis Din? You're going to testify by yourself. So it's not motzi shemra. It's not going to help. So if you know something about the person, unless there's another aid, you don't go and share it. Kiha de tuvia chata va'asa zigud lechudei va'asid bei tuvia. This fellow named Tuvia did an avera. This person zigud came and was made about him. Kamed Rav Papa in front of Rav Papa. Nagdei lezigud. Rav Papa gave malchus to zigud. He wasn't even the person on trial. It was Tuvia that did the Avera. But Zigud is the one that got Malchus. So Zigud said to Rav Papa, Tuvia chatav, Zigud mangid, mingid. Tuvia does the Avera and Zigud gets punished. So it's exactly right. The Pasuk says, lo yakum erechad be'ish, that you shouldn't have one aid testify against someone because he's not going to be believed anyway. The Allah is in that Pasuk that he's not believed. And you came and testified against him by yourself. Shame Rabbi Yalma come after this. All you're doing is you're being Motsi Shema. You're violating Lo Selech Rachel. There's no value to your edus. So that line, by the way, that's the section of the Gemara that the Chafetz Chaim has a lot to say about. He goes through all of the different Rishonim and all the rayas that they bring, the details that they bring from our Gemara, even to the extent of why do we know the name of the guy that did the Avera? Tuvia Chata. How can we say it? I mean, the Gemara is saying that Tuvia Chata, that Tuvia did the Avera. Zigun got Malchus for saying that Tuvia did the Avera. So just say a man did the Avera. Why would you say his name? So maybe if nobody knows who you're talking about, and it's just a name that you can't attach to anything. Maybe it's mutter. All these different halachas that we might derive from this story. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav, that even someone sees a dvar erva b'chaveru, you're not allowed to be made against him without another aid. Mutter l'sanosa. So it's true, you're not allowed to be made against him, but you're allowed to harbor a sense of sinna because you know that the fellow's a rasha. Shenamar, because the pasuk says when it comes to the mitzvah of prika, ki tira chamor sonacha rovitz tachas masao. If you see the chamor of your Sonei, that's having trouble with its burden, so you should help him unload the donkey, even though it's a Sonei. So my Sonei, what kind of Sonei? Who hates another Jew? How can you have a sense of sinna? See, lema Sonei Nachri, if we're talking about someone who's a Nachri, Vatanya Sonei, Sha'amru, Sonei Yisrael. No, the Brisa tells us that when it comes to the Chiv of Prika, it's not for a Nachri. You only have the Chiv of Prika to help out of Yisrael. Velo Sonei Nachri. He's not included in the mitzvah of Prika. El Pshita must be Sonei Israel. We're talking about someone who is a Jew that you have a sense of sinna. So clearly we're not talking about Rishayim that you have a sense of sinna for. It must be we're talking about some way that you're allowed to be, we're not talking about that you're Russia. We're not, the whole mitzvah of Prika is, if you happen to be a Russia and therefore you have a sense of sinna for somebody else, so then you have a mitzvah of Prika. No, we're talking about a person who's a tzaddik, so apparently he has some sort of heter to have a sense of sinna. So Mishayim Misnei, is it mutter for him to hate another person? V'aksiv l'sisna sachicha b'vav. Doesn't the pasuk say you're not supposed to have sinna bilvavecha? Elo diika sadi David isura. Now it must be that there are witnesses. Two witnesses that are made that the guy did an iser, and the Torah tells you still you should help him be parik es masa'o. But then why does it say chamar sonecha? It sounds like he's only your enemy. He's only you have sinned for him. Kuli alma nami misi sanile. If there's edus that he violated averos, everyone should hate him. Pasuk says losisnas achicha, and the Urayim points out achicha that this guy is not b'chal achicha. Once there's edus against him, Rav Elchanan points out in Kovit Shirim and Baba Kama Uzkov Dalid based on the Taisus over there that you're allowed to be Sonei him only for the Avera that he did, but you can't have a general sense of sinna. That's why I haven't been translating the word sinna, because it doesn't, some words don't translate well into English, right? When you say that, oh, you're allowed to hate him, so hate sounds like it's something personal. You're not allowed to have something personal. It's not something personal. So you can hate his action. You're supposed to be disgusted by that Avera. So the sinna should be limited to the Avera, Rav Elchanan points out. There shouldn't be a sense of sinna for the person. But anyway, Kuli Alma, the whole world should should have that sense, that kind of sinna. Maishna hai, so why is it called sonachot, that he's elulav, ki agavna, the chazibe yuhu, dvar erva. Must be that you saw dvar erva, you saw that he did something wrong, but because you were the only aid, you weren't allowed to be made against him, so the whole world is not sonah him, because they don't know about it, only the guy who saw it is sonah him, so that's what the Torah is telling you, you should help out and be parikas meso, you should help him unload his donkey in such a case. Even though he's a Rasha, the Torah tells you you should do it anyway, for whatever reason. That's the mitzvah HaTorah. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, mitzvah l'sanoso, that not only is it mutter to be sonahim, it's a mitzvah to be sonahim in such a case. Shenamar, yiras Hashem sinas ra, that again, it's sinas ra, that you hate the ra. A person should have a strong distaste for averos. We often have the attitude of, okay, what he does is his business, what I do is my business. No, it should bother us. When we see averos, it should bother us. Are you allowed to tell his Rebbe the misniyate so that the Rebbe will have sinner for that over avera? So Amaleis, Ravashi said to Ravacha, Iyadu debehem and the Rebbe could betray. If you know that you're trusted by the Rebbe like Shneyedim, so Lemele, then you can tell the Rebbe. Vilo, but if the Rebbe's only going to be suspicious, he's not going to know for sure, then lo Lemele, then you shouldn't tell the Rebbe because he's not going to believe you anyway. Tan Rabbanan, Shlosha Chayim and Chayim. There are three people that if they their midos are, their lives are miserable. Harachmanim, people who have a lot of rachmanis, their lives are miserable because you have a lot of rachmanis, you live with everybody's tzaros. A person is such a rachman, he doesn't sleep at night because of everybody's tzaros. You know, people have enough tzaros on their own. When you live with everybody's tzaros, it's very, very hard. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do. It's one of the midos of Klal Yisrael is that we're rachmanim, but it doesn't make life easy when you're a real rachman. Varat chanin, someone who gets angry very easily, he's getting angry about everything, so he's who's he hurting when he gets angry? He thinks he's hurting other people by expressing his anger. They'll be fine. He's really hurting himself more than anybody else. It's va'anine adas, and people who are very sensitive. Rav Yosef kulus nubi. Rav Yosef says, I happen to be all of those things. So I have all of those issues, and that's why my life is so difficult. So the Akronim explained, Ben Yoyada attaches all of this to Rav Yosef's blindness, that all of these things somehow relate to the fact that he was a Summa. Tarnaban, Shlosha Sonu Zezeh. There are three that hate each other. Eluain, Haklovim, dogs, Tarnagolin, chickens, Vachaverin, and Parsi people. Vyesham Afazonos. Zonos hate each other also. Vyesham Raf Tamidicham Shabbavel, Tamidicham Bavel. They act in such a way where they're so aggressive toward each other when they talk and learning. Tan Rabban Shlosha Ovin says that Elohein Hagerim Vavadim Vaorvin, they all love each other. Arba in Adasa Valtan. There are four things that people have a strong distaste for. Elohein Dalgeya, a person who's poor but he's arrogant. Vashir Mechachesh, you have a person who's very wealthy and nevertheless he always denies that he owes money. Vizakin Menaif, you have a person who's an older person and he acts on his taivas. He's a Menaif. He's an adulterer, as an older person, the Yetzer Hara is tamed already. So as an older person, he's still starting up with all these women, so people have a strong distaste for that. Or someone who's in charge of the Tzibur and acts overly authoritative over the Tzibur, meaning just because he's a political figure or whatever, so he acts with a sense of gaiva toward everybody, so everybody hates that, and when one person accuses him, the whole world is going to come out and say, yeah, the guy's a jerk, and they're all going to accuse him of whatever. Someone who's megarish his wife the first time, and the second time he's megarish, and then keeps on remarrying her. The Tanakama, why doesn't the Tanakama mention the guy who's maksur grushasa several times? Zimna de ksubasa maruba. Sometimes she has a very large ksuba, and he doesn't have what to pay it, and that's why he'd rather remarry her than have to pay up the ksuba. Inami yeshla banamim alos megarishla, or he has sons, he has children from her, and he can't be megarisher on account of the fact that he has sons from her. Chamisha dvarim tziva kanan es banam. There are five things that Kanan commanded his children. It means that the way he behaved told them that these are his values. That avu zezeh, you should love each other, not other people. Avu as a gezel, you should love stealing. Avu as a zimah, you should love znus. Vesinu as adonechem, you should always hate the people who are your masters, because Kanan is Oru Kanan, they're Avadim, and Al Tadabru Emes, and you should never speak the truth. Shishadvarim Nemorim Basus. There are six things that we say about a sus. If you buy your friend's horse, even if you make a Tanai with him, that it's to be clear of any movement, and has these movement, it's not a Mekartos. Oivas is because it's understood that this is true about horses. That Oivas has Nus, Voivas Hamulchama, Verucho Gasa, it's an arrogant creature, Umois has Hashem, it doesn't sleep, Al Chalharbe, eats a lot, Umotzi Kima, and excretes very little. It always wants to kill its owner in Milchama. Shiva Menudah L'Shamayim. There are seven that are Menudah L'Shamayim. You know what? We'll pick up with that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. We'll pick up with the Shiva Menudah L'Shamayim tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. And a good Chodesh.